Good morning, Victoria. It's Tuesday, July 21st.
35 years, thousands of clients, and one lost funding stream. And last month, the island's only deaf and hard of hearing center closed its doors.
About 100 people met Friday to figure out what happens now. That's where we start.
So the Island Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center, it's the only nonprofit on Vancouver Island built specifically to serve deaf and hard of hearing people. And on June 25th, they announced they were closing. A week later, they stopped operating.
35 years they'd been doing this. And when you list out what they actually did, you get why the closure hit so hard. ASL classes, interpreting, hearing aid repairs, an audiologist on staff, social groups for people of every age.
This wasn't a front desk that handed you a pamphlet. This was where people learned to sign, where they got their hearing aids fixed, where they found each other.
So what happened? Back in 2023, they lost a long-term source of provincial funding. This was for child and family services. And after that, the gap between what they earned and what they spent just kept getting wider.
Here's the part that gets me. On Friday, roughly 100 people gathered, some online, some in person here in Victoria, partly to grieve, and partly to ask a harder question. How do you save the things the center did?
And the stories in that room told you the stakes. Eliana McKenzie signed in from Campbell River. She said the center paid for her tuition and helped her move to Nanaimo for school. She now teaches ASL.
So the center that gave her a path is the one that closed. That's the loss in one person.
There's another one. Christine Ehrlich Brady was actually at the center running an emergency preparedness workshop when she found out it was closing. And she's since helped build a website called The Huddle, trying to keep some of this connected.
And the province has weighed in. Premier Eby says the government will restore the services, one way or another. That's the phrasing, which tells you there's intent, but not yet a plan on paper.
One way or another is doing a lot of work in that sentence. It could mean refunding the center. It could mean spreading the services somewhere else. For now, the doors are shut, and the people who relied on them are waiting.
That's the thread we'll keep pulling on, whether one way or another turns into something real.
Okay, a few things before you head out the door. If you drive Highway 17, the right lanes closed Wednesday and Thursday for paving. Expect delays both days.
And a longer one coming, Highway 14, single-lane alternating traffic. That runs Friday, August 7th through Saturday the 15th. Weekdays 8 to 4, so plan the West Coast trip around it.
On the water, Harrow Strait's southwest wind 10 to 20 knots late Wednesday, holding through Thursday afternoon. Nothing dramatic.
And a countdown for you, Symphony Splash is 13 days out.
13 days. The barge, the inner harbor, the fireworks. Very Victoria way to end a summer night.
Sunrise was 5:35 this morning, and you've got light until 9:04 tonight. Plenty of evening to work with.
Go find some of it. We're back tomorrow at 7. Take care of each other, Victoria.